receive a excused absence from Eric Kohlmeier tonight.
We'd like to move if possible, item 14 up to after the six, while we've got Dawn here, she's kind of covering the whole.
Any citizen comments from anyone? Seeing none. The only other item that I would have, there's a suggestion that we move item 14 adjacent to item 6. Dawn is here for both, so she doesn't have to sit and wait for 14 at the bottom of the agenda. So
sounds good to
me. If there are no objections, we'll do that.
She might like our company, though.
Not yours.
Steady.
She'd like to get home.
All right. Next item on the agenda, committee reports. None. All right. Approval of the minutes.
Correction on the minutes. On the second page, they have Kimberly Bruning present for the closed session.
Yes.
And she wasn't here.
All right.
That was a great graduation.
Thank you. Any
I'll
other?
I'll move the minutes as amended.
All right.
Second.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
All right. Next item is the financial resolution on the issuance of notes. And Dawn, do you want to take that? Do you know everyone on the committee?
I do.
Okay. Good.
I'm going to pass out, take one and pass it around. Mike and I were here last fall, made a presentation about your 2014 capital needs prior to the county board taking action on the authorizing resolutions for all of your capital projects. And we presented this report at that time. I'm handing out a revised version of that this evening. There's really just some updates in terms of the dates and timing of the projects, or the debt issuance itself. We're scheduled to be on the county board agenda on Tuesday for them to consider this resolution if there's favorable action this evening. And we would be back with the sale on August 19th. Those are a little bit different dates than what was in the original set sale or pre-sale report that was distributed. The only other item to note is that the actual total size of the issue is a little bit larger. When we were here last fall, the pre-sale report was for $10,680,000. And the only change, if you'll turn to page 5 of this packet, is the financing amount you borrowed for the economic development for CABA. You authorized, the county board authorized a resolution of $1.5 million. At the time we were here in the fall, that number was $250,000. It's been adjusted now up to the full $1.5 million. Therefore, the total issue size has gone from the $10,680,000 to the $11,925,000. So that's the reason for that modification. The schedules that then are also attached to this, if you'll turn to page 6 of this packet, you'll see the towards the middle of the page, the total issue size, the $11,925,000, and then the authorized resolutions that were approved last fall by the full county board. There was previously, back in 2010, an additional amount that was remaining from Resolution 78, which is the authority for the road projects of the $2,035,000. So there's previously approved authority for the entire issuance. The resolution that you're considering this evening would allow for the sale to take place, and if approved on Tuesday, then that sale would be on the 19th of August. The remaining schedules attached are the county board's capital plan on page 7, the sizing structure of the debt issue on page 8, including that with the existing outstanding obligation payments to the left of the yellow column. We have included in this schedule the forecasting of your long range, your capital plan for next several years, and made projections out to 2021 for debt issuance to monitor that we are within policy guidelines, that your debt policy as proposed this evening is in terms of the tax rate and the outstanding debt parameters that are identified there. And then on page nine, and this would be one that will be included in refinancing and assist you with going forward, and this will be the gauge and the monitoring of the debt policy as being proposed this evening in terms of the tax rate impact, the outstanding debt, the debt burden, the per capita targets, and the debt capacity, percentages to expenditures, and max debt.
All right, thank you. Discussion, questions? Jeff?
I do my best to follow all these charts and numbers.
Yeah, I know.
Occasionally, I get a little confused. So my question is, if I can refine where you're pointing me to, I should have raised my hand immediately. There is a number that says 2010. Here it is.
Yes.
Page six. Previously authorized. That was authorized in a resolution in 2020. Why is it still here for road improvements?
We
adopted an initial resolution for a large sum. I can't remember the exact sum. And so when we do our road projects, we've been using that authorization to finance the road project part. We did that in 2010. So the laws allow us to use it for 5 years.
Okay, so in 2010 we borrowed the $14 million.
No. We can borrow a little bit each year until we hit the $14 million.
We can go up to that. So we authorized in 2010 that you have a limit up to $14 million, and you've been working on that
right.
All the way up. Okay.
And it's good for 5 years.
All right, good. Thank you. That explains it.
Further discussion?
Anything?
Seeing none, is there a resolution to approve?
I'll move to approve.
Second.
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 Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the resolution, aye.
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 Opposed? All right, good. Thank you. And we'll move on to item number 14, the debt policy amendments, which we've previously discussed in general, but this is it for this week.
Yeah, so provided an exposure draft at the last meeting, and we gave the committee a walkthrough of the resolution. And so tonight it's before you for discussion, consideration, and action. So I would ask the chair and the committee what your desire would be. Would you like another walkthrough, or would you prefer just to ask questions, or what would you like?
Anyone? It's your pleasure.
I mean, I would say,
why don't you make a general statement about it, Dennis?
I'll ask Dawn just to make a general comment about the policy resolution, and then I'll probably follow up with it.
As was distributed in your prior meeting, there was a correspondence that Mike Harrigan had put together, and I believe it's attached to the material that you have. And I think that this amendments to this policy can be kind of summed up in just a couple of things that it's intended to accomplish. And one of them, and it's recapped, I think, in the bullet points of Mike's correspondence, the one thing that it does is it also puts into your policy in a recognition that your general obligation debt is not your only long-term obligation that you have outstanding. It also acknowledges that you have pension liabilities, OPEB or post-employment retirement benefit liabilities, accrued vacation, and casual accrual. Those are all recognized in your financial statements as obligations. So this policy just acknowledges that those exist. It also it brings into place a few things that have been past practice. One is, as we recognize that the policy was established back in 2008, and with the change of the economic situation in Kenosha County, as well as Wisconsin and throughout the entire country, there was a devaluation of property values, and certainly the parameters that were established back then
changed with where they are from 2008 to 2009. So this policy makes adjustments to those parameters and recalculates those based upon those changes in property values. But during that time, the county board actually took action to suspend the policy and continue with some of the financial needs. This puts into the policy itself that if and hopefully that would never happen, but in the event that there is a similar situation going forward, it would recognize and acknowledge that the county board has the ability to suspend those policy limits by further action at that time. So that's been built into the policy as well. So acknowledging the other long-term obligations, allowing in the policy to, in the future, potential to suspend that, adjusting the parameters that are in place, and then also the other thing that was kind of a practice and it's now spelled out better is the calculation and the recognition that the outstanding debt is adjusted for any debt that's issued that's being paid for by another either internal or external source. You've issued some debt for the city and the city is supporting that. If you were to issue any other enterprise debt that's being supported by another revenue source, any debt that you're issuing that's resulting in a total savings because of a refunding, there might be a little larger principal outstanding than previously, but there was a total cost savings. That's being adjusted in terms of the total outstanding debt capacity, as well as any debt that's issued for economic development purposes. Your practice has been to do that. We've just put that text and that narrative language into the policy itself. And then in Mike's correspondence here too, then we've identified the adjustment to those parameters. And those changes are primarily a result of the drop in the equalized value, changes the numbers as they're calculated. These adjustments have allowed for that change in calculation.
All right, Jeff.
If I remember correctly, sometimes I'm challenged to remember correctly, but I think that one of the reasons we were going to do this was to bring us in line so we don't have to suspend the debt policy, so that when you go to the bonding rating, the rating groups, we could say that we're within our policy right. limits. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is
so, correct. I mean, you went off on one where you were talking about it gives us the right to suspend. We've always had that.
Right. And I think what this does is it actually put that language into the policy. Granted, you have suspended, so that's what I meant with bringing the policy to mirror your past practice. And your past practice allowed you to do this, puts the language in there. These new parameters, you are within your policy, and our expectation based upon the long-term financing that we've built in here, you will remain in that policy for hopefully perpetuity.
Yeah, see, I mean, that's the part that I like is the fact that when we go to the rating, you know, and everybody has to understand that how we're rated is huge when it comes to our financial situation as a county. It's millions of dollars. I mean, if we drop in ratings and our interest rates go up, we're going to pay a lot of money. I mean, bottom line. So, to me, we fought and struggled to get up over our 17% general fund number, which we did, I believe, last year for the first time in quite a while. So I like the idea of having a policy that we're in compliance with so that when we go to these rating agencies, we could say that, you know, we're within the parameters of our debt policy.
And that is very, very important. One, the fact that you have a policy. And second, that you're within those policy
right.
guidelines. So that is.
So I just want the committee to know that's part of the reason that, you know, we can argue about what debt we have, but I think we need to have a policy that we don't have to continually suspend the rules.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Further discussion.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right. Is there further discussion on the resolution? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, very good. Thank you. And will you be there on Tuesday or will Mike?
I think Mike is planning to be here on Tuesday.
Just get rid of that.
Good. Thank you.
That's
for coming.
Good.
Goodbye.
I was
going to go. All right, the next item is the tabled item regarding the Public safety building parking lot, is Gabe, were you or Al going to start that off?
Is it still on the table? Do we need a motion to take it off the table?
Well, I think technically you are correct. We can...
Because I'd rather leave it on the table. So...
All right, well, anyone else?
Well, I wasn't here last time, so I will make a motion to remove it from the table so I can find out why.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right. You all have the resolutions in front of you. This is the parking gates that issue the return of the money.
Are we putting it back on the table first, or are we approving it?
We have to put it back on the table first.
Yeah, because we got to discuss it. Yeah, okay.
Can I second that? Sure. Can I not do that? Like, if I won the second, can I not do
what
that?
What happened was the board wanted to...
Like, if I won the second,
entertain a motion to
that, as you think
Change the budget to two-thirds like majority of the county board.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
The idea was that we had funding to control the parking in lot three, which is a lot that's exclusively used for public safety employees. So there had been discussion at meetings going back several meetings, and I don't need to reiterate the discussion. I think everyone was in discussion. And then there was a desire to bring a resolution in to possibly change the budget to not do the gates. So that's where we are now. This resolution got tabled at the last meeting, so now it's been taken off the table, so now you can consider it. So,
just to reiterate, the gates are, the board said no to the gates.
The board approved the gates in the budget, in the 2014 budget, and I'm trying
they
to...
sent the resolution back to committee.
The board said that they would not sole source the gates, at which time then the board wanted a resolution to remove the money from the budget. So yeah. This is the money to remove the money from the gates for the budget. But the board, the action the board took was not to approve that sole sourcing resolution.
For the gates.
For the gates.
For the installation of the gates.
Correct.
So they didn't take a motion to kill the gates. It was just to not sole source.
Not sole source. That's the only resolution that went to the board.
Did the board request this resolution, or was it just a committee?
It was a consensus of the board to eliminate the money when they discussed that on the board floor, to eliminate the money from the budget.
That was kind of step two.
Exactly.
So,
could I have a clarification on what sole source is? What are we talking about?
Just going to one vendor.
Yeah. Just going to one vendor?
Okay. Yeah, that's how the issue came up.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they sent it to the committee, they referred it to the committee to consider it. And then at the last meeting, it got tabled, right?
Right. Okay. So if you have your resolution, you'll see that it's a financial resolution to remove the $60,000 from the budget, thus going into the general fund. Right?
Well, no, the money would be reduced from our bonding. So when we go to market, we would borrow less for it.
Yeah.
The reason that I wanted to table it the last time was to come up with a plan. If we don't do the gates, what are we going to do? So I'll give you a little, this is what I know about that. There were complaints about lot three supposedly in the back, about people parking there from the train or other people who shouldn't be parking there. Okay, so therefore then somebody, I don't know whether it was a sheriff, administration, anybody, decided that we should gate it. We should put gates in there. So the board at one of the last meetings before the new term decided that we should take the money, the $60,000, out of the budget, and we shouldn't do the gates. Now, it's my contention that we need to have a plan to what to do with that before we take the money out of the budget for the gates. We could go back and forth about whose responsibility it is, what's in the IGA. I mean, we can get legal arguments. We can do all we want to come up with that answer. But the reason it was tabled is because we have no plan. We have nothing to do. You know, we don't have a solution to that. I mean, they'll tell you, well, it's joint services responsibility. Okay, well, that's all well and good. It can be joint services responsibility, but there's no plan in place. So I just, I want to leave this on the table, or I'm not going to support it until we come up with a proper plan to deal with that. Now, what was brought up with was stickers. Well, okay, if you want to do stickers instead of a gate, it might be cheaper, but then who's going to monitor the stickers? They're going to say joint services should monitor the stickers. We don't have enough people at joint services to monitor a sticker program. So to me, it's irresponsible to just take the gates out without a plan. That's my issue with this whole thing.
Kim?
Since this originally came from facilities, shouldn't this go back to facilities then to come up with the plan?
Oh. Is that a motion?
They voted on it.
Motion. I know, but it was kicked back from the board.
There is a motion on the floor that takes precedence, and that is to remove it from the table, which we haven't voted on.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So let's.
Well, I don't even think we can. Can we even discuss it until it's taken off the table?
We were supposed to vote.
You already did.
There are only a handful of us here, so we're not that formal.
Yeah, I lost to try to keep it on the table, so I don't really care.
You were the first speaker.
I agree with Jeff. I mean, what we have is a parking lot that's designated for employees, and if somebody else parks there that's not an employee, okay, they park there. I mean, what the hell? You can't regulate the parking lot unless you got some kind of a setup to check sticker or whatever you call it and give tickets to people who shouldn't park there. If you don't have that, then you're back to the gate. I mean, one thing has to be the other. The gates were taken out because they said they were going to issue stickers. I heard that when we...
Yeah, but they haven't been taken out.
Okay, so that didn't happen. So here we are back where we were, square one. We got a parking lot over there that's used by anybody that wants to drive in, quite frankly, because it's nothing to block them. Nobody has a sticker. Nobody knows who they are. And our employees are going out with no place to park because there's no regulation of who can park there. There's no enforcement. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Is there a sign or anything up there right
sure.
now? There's, that sure. There's says one parking only.
Sheriff's really? Department right, employees so, only. Right. You know what signs are for, don't you? People don't read them unless they enforce them.
Yeah.
They get a ticket once, then they remember.
Yeah.
All right, further discussion on the proposal.
Further discussion.
Take it from the table.
Yeah. This is CIP money. Now, that can't be used for enforcement.
No.
That can only be used for, like, gates or something.
Right.
So we can't. So that's the only other option. Either have the gates or don't have the gates, right?
That's right. That's true.
Well, so if we did nothing on this, removed it from the table, then it's still in the capital budget.
Yeah, doing nothing keeps it in the budget.
Yeah. The only issue at the committee level was the sole source, so I suppose then they're authorized to install the gates and get bids, et cetera.
Yeah. We would have to get the bids, right?
Yeah.
If we took it off the table, you have to get the bids?
Yeah.
We
no,
can't
no,
refer
no.
it back
if
to the committee.
If you do nothing.
If you do nothing,
oh, if we, do nothing.
We could right. buy them, but we have to bid it out.
If we refer it back to committee?
If you refer it back to committee, I'm guessing then we probably wouldn't buy them because we don't want to be defiant of the board. And if we know you're still acting on something, we would keep our eye on that and not take action until we know what you're going
to
do.
So if you want to refer it to some other committee, you'd vote to remove it from the table.
Right.
Wasn't someone supposed to give us an update of what was happening from last month when we did this? Somebody's going to give us an update about stickers are made or stickers aren't made or they got to whatever. That was supposed to happen.
We're ready to go with stickers, but until the board decides whether they want to kill the gates or leave the money in the budget and go out and do an RFP, or we're ready to go with a sticker program and follow the IGA and have joint services manage a sticker program and order the stickers. We're ready to go.
So what do you mean
the board goes?
So what does ready to go mean? You mean you got this?
We've investigated the stickers, we have prices on stickers,
okay.
We're just ready to order them. But if the board decides to take this resolution to the board, the 60,000, and the board says, no, we don't want to eliminate it from the budget, then we may go out and do what the board wants, which is if you say no to eliminating the money, apparently you want us to do that, we'll go out and get bids and put up the gates. And we won't spend the money on the stickers. If you get rid of the gates, we'll go out and buy the stickers and implement the plan. We're just waiting for a decision from the board.
Bob, you have a cop, an example?
Well, what we did is we went out and I had purchasing take a look at stickers. I don't know that this is the design or anything like that. What we know is 1,000 stickers will cost us $335. And these are internal cling stickers that don't ruin your windows. They don't have adhesive like we used to have. They kind of stick in there and then you pull them out. But again, that all that does is factor in the cost of the stickers. It has nothing to do with enforcement.
Right. Enforcement or a plan.
Right.
Yeah, I just got the...
Well, the Sheriff's Department would
Director of Stickers.
Wouldn't it, Bob?
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry?
Sheriff's Department would enforce it.
Enforce it, yes.
I believe
the
right.
By county ordinance, they're to enforce parking in the Civic Center.
Bill, did you have something in this?
Just a comment. You know, I think you sense the mood of the county board on this. And the sole source was kind of the red flag, but the price tag ultimately was what the county board didn't like. And I can understand that, looking for more cost-effective means. And I think the idea of the stickers has merit. I mean, it could easily be issued. I don't see such an issue with enforcement, considering the sheriff has their facility right here. They're going to knock all the time to simply cruise through the lot and see if there's stickers or not. So why this has become so convoluted and almost arcane, I have a difficult time understanding. I would think that for expediency's sake, it should go to the county board, basically have them take it out of the CIP, proceed along with the sticker program. I think that's the move that I'm sensing from the county board.
Further discussion, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, that may be a mood. I don't disagree with that mood, but that still doesn't have a plan of who's going to implement it. It's nice to say, let's do a sticker program, but you got to realize that with the sticker program comes software of every sticker has a number on it, who's parking there, and Joint Services doesn't have the ability to enforce anything. So here they are with the stickers, okay, trying to set up a system with not enough people to do what they're trying to do now. And then they have to monitor the sticker program. That's the problem I have. I don't care whether we do stickers or whether we do a gate or whatever we do. I did ask for us to come up with some type of plan. That's why I tabled it. So, I mean, when I hear, oh, you know, it's according to the IGA, it's Joint Services problem. Well, I mean, if you want Joint Services to sit there, have a meeting, and vote to put in gates and have the city and county split it, whatever. I mean, I just don't think you just arbitrarily say, well, we have a problem, so let's just eliminate the gates, which we had all put in there first. The board did have a problem with the $60,000 price tag. Not going to disagree. And I'm not saying the gate is right or wrong. I'm saying that Joint Services does not have the people to monitor this. If you want to say the Sheriff's Department can monitor it, Human or Services can monitor it, Human, you know, Bob can monitor it, whatever. I mean, that's fine. But we should have a plan. We shouldn't just say, oh, I don't like $60,000, so let's take it out. That doesn't do anything with the problem that we have.
Point of information.
Yes.
When we're talking about this lot, is it supposed to be specifically for county employees only?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it is for anybody who works in public safety building.
Okay. So that could be employees of the county.
City.
Could be employees of the city.
Government.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In the public safety building.
And the Sheriff's Department would take it, right?
So basically,
right.
Let me see if I can get my head around this and understand this correctly. If it were a county employee, we would know that from our end, correct, Mr. Beal?
That's a good question, Supervisor Gregory, because what we have proceeded on is the IGA, and the IGA says that Joint Services is in charge of managing the sticker program or the parking program. And so whatever system they would choose to use to associate a number with a body, it would be up to them. And if we needed to find out, or if the Sheriff's Department needed to find out, we would have to go into their system and find out who that is.
Well, let me rephrase the question. Between the two entities of the city and the county, would that account for all users of Lot 3? employees, the city employees.
Yes, I would say.
Enjoy services.
Enjoy services.
Services.
So my proposition would be this, and maybe this is oversimplistic. You have a list of employees, the city has a list of employees, joint services list of employees. If they would allow, and again, I don't want to necessarily workload to you unnecessarily, if you, your department could be the issuers of the permits, and the sheriff's department could just do a drive-through, like the fuel vehicles, whatever. Joint services would allow their jurisdiction to be abrogated, they would sign off on that. There's a possible solution. So what committees this has to go through?
Excellent solution.
You know, why not do it? Why not get it done?
Yeah.
So if it's appropriate to refer it to the committee because we can't act upon it here as finance, that's for this committee to decide. But at least that's something that we could try to get some light at the end of the tunnel and move forward on this rather than going through various difficulties.
Okay. Hold on. All right,
no,
there is a motion to remove from the table, and perhaps we ought to take a vote on that unless some new idea on the motion is to be offered here. All right, why don't we go ahead and we'll do a roll call on that, starting with you, Jeff. Yes means you want to take it from the table. No means you
No, I'd rather leave it on the table till I hear a solution.
Kim?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
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 Yes. It's removed from the table.
Can I ask more questions?
So now what?
Now the resolution is before.
Now what is before you, this resolution?
Well,
you can either pass it or defeat it, or you can refer to another committee or options.
First, we need a motion to approve the resolution.
Right.
For discussion.
But we're still discussing it. We still get to discuss it.
Yes.
Now we can have a motion to approve it, but for discussion, I will make a motion to approve it for discussion. Doesn't mean I'm going to support it.
Is there a second?
Right. I'll second that.
Okay. Okay. So all we're going to do with this is going to take the $60,000, which the board turned down last time, right? I mean, they wouldn't approve it then, and they're not going to approve it next time, right? We need a sticker program. Okay, so let's just say we let this thing go forward, take the thing out of the budget.
Okay.
Does that then free you up to do something with the stickers or no? Or
you would
you're free to do that now, aren't you?
But we would buy the stickers and give them to joint services because the IGA says that joint services could be implemented and manages a lot. I mean, we would have to do something to change the IGA to give it to somebody else. Am I right, Dave?
Right.
To give it to another entity, whether it's a city or county or somebody else.
But I think the answer is, from a practical standpoint, we could do it now, but I think we need to know what the board would like to do.
Well, we already know the board. Board turned the gates down.
Yeah.
I mean, the board turned the gates down already.
No, that hasn't been. It takes a 2/3 approval of the board
and
the budget. So this has to go back on the board floor with a 2/3 approval.
To get it out of the budget.
Yeah, to remove it from the budget.
Further discussion? Were you done, Ron?
I'm done.
Okay. Jeff?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm asking for, is a solution. Let's us keep it here until we get a solution that we can go to the board with and say, look, we're not going to do the gates. I love Bill's idea. You know, I mean, let's come up with a solution before we just eliminate the gate issue and say joint services should do it. I mean, if joint services is just handed the stickers, they don't have the people to do this. That's easy. That's an easy fix. We could just move it off our plate onto theirs. But, I mean, I don't think that's the right thing to do. I think we ought to, before we move this forward, we ought to have a solution to our problem.
You know, just as a reminder, we're the finance committee. We deal with finances. We're not going to decide is it gates, stickers, or both.
You got it. I agree with that.
So, Kim.
I agree with that, Terry. However, this is also part of administration, the committee. And Bob, have you looked into, when you were doing the stickers, did you look into what it would cost for you guys to monitor the stickers? Or
we have proceeded on the basis of the IGA. The IGA says that that the administration of this goes to joint services. And yeah, you are finance and administration. And so for the purpose of my activity, whatever role the expectation is that the personnel office will play in this will have to be dealt with by this committee as well. And so if the strategy that is proposed, if I understood, correctly, the responsibility for managing the ticket program would be shifted to the counties, specifically the personnel office, and I would like that looked into too, and I'm sure that's the violation. I'm quite certain that something has to be done with the IGA in order to change that.
How long do you think it would take for personnel to...
I mean, I'm not rolling in people either.
I know you're not.
And I'm not saying there isn't anything we can't do, clearly. But there might be a way to provide some support to joint services so that the IGA isn't violated and so that it can stay the same. What role the city plays?
We could do a contract for services and charge. I mean,
I haven't looked into it at all. Yeah. Joint services is in charge of managing that program as we sit here tonight. And I would have to look in, and probably Dave and Corp Council would have to look in what would have to change if you wanted to change responsibility for that for county. Keeping in mind that the enforcement arm is already accepted by the county. And so in a shared responsibility environment, do we give sticker management to the city, and is that practical? I don't know. I would prefer not to just accept
right
responsibility for it today.
Without a policy employed in place.
They have 5 employees.
Right.
Ron?
Are there all kinds of our employees out there looking for places to park because the lot is full of people that shouldn't be there?
No, the situation is exactly as it was described. It costs money to park in the lot for the commuter train. It does not cost money if you park in our lot that is unregulated at the moment.
Okay.
So we don't have stickers, we don't have gates, we don't have anybody other than a sign saying you can't park there, and many people ignore the sign. Our employees, by and large, who don't park elsewhere, park in the parking ramp. The parking ramp is activated by your employee ID card.
Okay.
And so the way we know that proper people are parking in the parking ramp is they wave their ID card and the gate goes up and they get to go in and take a spot. That same principle is what was proposed with the gates in Ivor 3. I can't say it was
weak, made sense,
but that's the way it went. And so the city's got stickers. I don't know if Joint Services has employee ID cards. I think they do because they work in the PSB. I think everybody has to have one there. And the county has theirs. And so by waving your card in front of the arm goes up, and it's at least an additional assurance that whoever is parking there belongs in there, because if you're riding the commuter train, you don't have one of our ID cards. Acknowledging then what the board's pleasure is to not spend that money there. And we have to reconcile the management arm of this, which is who's going to issue stickers and who's going to manage it.
Okay, one thing
doesn't that solidify the argument to have the gate?
I don't have an opinion on the gate. I mean that's
we should have done
job.
The gate.
All right, Bill.
Just a follow-up thing. So really, if there was a mood to have this be done via some type of a sticker in the car window, the salient point appears to be, would Joint Services and the IGA willing to cede authority to the county, personnel department, whatever department it may be, over this particular lot 3? That appears to be the salient point. If that were agreed to, and this money disposition goes back into the general fund or whatever the disposition is, that would sound like you'd have some type of solution to the problem. Any questions or comments relating to that through the chair?
Yeah.
Well, what we've done with joint services is for example, if my department provides services for joint services, the IGA calls for the board approving that, and then joint services then reimburses the county for that, and then that maintains the equity. So for example, if personnel were to do it and not get reimbursed by joint services, then that would start to run afoul of the idea of the equity, where the county would be absorbing all of the cost and the city would pay less of the cost for that particular management item. So for example, purchasing is managing the purchase of the new software program. So when joint services charges or Drudge Services reimburses my department for that cost, then that brings us back into equity and brings us back into compliance with the intergovernmental agreements that we have. So that's how we've been doing that. So if the county does that, then the board of directors for Joint Services approves it, and then Joint Services then cuts a check to the county to preserve the equity and maintain compliance with the contract.
Could your department determine a prorated schedule for something like that? Is that appropriate?
Well, we've done it. I mean, I'm sure we could develop the bill.
Yeah, you know. IGA calls for it.
Okay. All right, further discussion before we vote. All right, seeing none, then we'll do a roll call on this, and if this goes to the board,
you
just
need
to
you need a motion to...
There was a motion. You seconded
it. I made a motion for discussion, but I didn't suggest that I was going to support it.
Just for discussion.
But for approval.
No, I thought he moved to approve to discuss.
Right. So we discuss it.
You can vote it up or down.
Can a motion to table take precedent over that? Do you know that?
Yes.
It can?
Well, the motion on the floor is what you have in front of you. You can always move to table.
I'll move to table it until we get a solution.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
The motion to table is non-debatable. We'll have a roll call.
Aye.
Aye.
Yep.
Brian?
Aye.
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 No. Passes.
So it's tabled.
Next month we'll be arguing the same thing.
Just an inquiry from the administration. The money is still in the bonding.
Right.
This is...
Of Joint Services, too.
This is... The bonding.
Right.
So you're going to appropriate the money.
Well,
and
the way it would work is if the board left the money in the budget, in the bond, the bonding is a not to exceed number.
Okay.
So we would bond for what we need to borrow, not exceeding what the board approves. And if the board were to, at August 19th, we're selling. So once we get into that point, we're going to get the money. But if the board later were to eliminate this project, then we would just take that money and use it for future projects and reduce the bonding in a future project.
Right.
All right. So just to, so that all of you are aware, the resolution didn't say tabled to a specific meeting. This is just tabled. Will not come up unless so requested. You understand that?
Right.
Okay. We'll move the next item on the agenda.
Point of information?
Yes.
Is it appropriate for the committee to ask the administration to correspond with Joint Services and ask them if they'd be amenable to having the responsibility for lot three, is that the proper terminology, off their responsibility list and have Mr. Gearson have a dollar amount associated with that the responsibility for enforcement would go to the county. Is it appropriate to have the correspondence sent through our administration to Joint Services and have them place it on their agenda?
Well, I don't think we could pass that tonight because it's not on the agenda. If the administration wants to do that, there's certainly nothing to stop them from making that inquiry, and we could calendar that for the next agenda. But I don't think the committee tonight could pass a resolution which, since this item is no longer, we've tabled it.
Then
unless you're going to remove it from the table. I don't recommend.
My suggestion is could then the upcoming agenda, next meeting of the Finance Administration, entertain that possibility of correspondence with Joint Services?
Well, if you want to do that, you can, and I think that's up to them. Yes.
I have a question, Chairman. Seeing this was approved by Public Works and Facilities, would it still go before the board, even though we motioned to? No?
No, it's been tabled at the committee level.
It's been tabled at our committee?
Yes.
But Public Works and Facilities approved
it. Oh, if they approve it, it would go back before the county board.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's up to them.
Yeah, I see they've approved it already.
Yeah, well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bill, to your point, I have already requested that the chair of Joint Services start working on this.
So we'll probably hear about more of this in the future.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
Very good. Item number 8, the Housing Authority, and who's going to present that grant issue?
Bill.
All right.
I'll just make a comment that there was a, there's a letter in your file explaining the grant. from the sewer pad and pick his name.
John Mueller.
John Mueller. This is how we've done it in the past, so John hasn't come down.
Do you want to look at the letter?
Yes, I do have that. All right, discussion on this?
Move to approve.
All right, this is kind of a standard procedure that the board has passed similar type of resolutions in the past.
Second.
Jim?
Yeah, this is a standard resolution that we've seen in the past. This comes up, what is it, like every year? Whenever there's grant money available. I think the last time that we had one was 2008. And we have been able to use the money to purchase over 100 homes now, so, and get them off of the floodplain and remediate the area. So this is actually working really well.
Very good. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We'll circulate that. And the next item on the business is the removal of two county buildings. And is that John?
Do I have that resolution?
Yeah. It's a grant. I should have the number on it, number 8.
The removal of buildings?
No, that wasn't. Which one are you?
That's just a memo. Just a memo. So it's not a resolution.
All right, this is the memo of July 7th. All right, go ahead.
What we're asking to do is we had two buildings in the parks that were slated for demolition in 2014. And two buildings in 2016. What we're actually asking to do is delay the building of the Fox River residence until 2016 and remove what we call the Bugman building in 2014 of Petrifying Springs. The process of getting the shop out at KD up and running took longer this spring than we anticipated, so we didn't get everything out of the old residence, which was being used for storage, the office and the employee lunchroom at Fox River. So we're looking at, again, taking down this old building at Pets instead, and then delaying the residence at Fox River until 2016. We did save about $11,000 this year on the one building that we did at Pets because the Summers Fire Department burned it for us. So the total costs are, I believe, are about $4,000. Of course, to remove that one instead of it, was it $15,000.
All right, further discussion? Only the committee approves or disapproves this, not the board. Yes.
Which two were you switching again?
In the top, the Fox River House for the, it says Petrifying Springs Maintenance Bugman Building. And what that building is, was the state built that back in the 40s.
Okay, so you're just telling us you just want to switch those.
We're switching them in the CIP.
In the years.
Yeah.
Like you want to do this one for 20, and I'm sure the money doesn't. That's fine. So you just want to switch those two. That's what you're asking.
Yes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Further discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, number 10 is the planting program grant. That's you too, John.
Yeah, this is the American Transmission Company offers $5,000 grants for a community planting program for the planting of trees. And with all the ash trees dying due to emerald ash borer, I know it's a small amount, but it's $5,000. There's no match by the county, and we're just, you know, whatever we can get out of that, 40 trees probably for Petrifying Springs. We're just asking for permission to submit for the grant and permission to accept it if we get it.
All right. Is there a discussion?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second, but I have a question.
And Kim?
John, are you going to buy the trees through the tree program then that the county does? Or is that too late?
I would not. I'd have to buy larger trees from a nursery.
Okay.
When they're that little, the public just
tramples them
and rips them up for marshmallow sticks and
everything
else. So I don't dare put anything much less than like a 2.5-inch caliber tree out there.
That's why you said 40, about 40 trees. Okay.
Further discussion? All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? All right, good. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
So I'll distribute the resolution. All right, the next item on the agenda is the County Treasurer Corporation Council report on the status of the Elks Club purchase.
And we have a report. A paper report that we received.
I thought they were going to be here to talk about this.
Maybe they can come next time. What the hell? It's only been 3 years. What the hell is another month, you know?
I worked so well.
You ask them to make an in-person?
Yes.
Well, if you ask me, tear it down. I store that is. That's a disgrace.
Put it on the next agenda.
So where's that? April, can you send the communication?
That's it.
Make an in-person.
Make a motion to defer for a month.
The one with all the windows knocked out?
The brown brick building?
Yeah, the one with all the...
Any discussion on, we'll defer this for a month with the request that they attend. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Then number 12, approval of the appointment of Michael Pitts to the Housing Board.
Mr. Chairman, this is a reappointment of Mr. Pitts who has served.
No, it's not.
All right.
So move.
Second.
I was told it was not.
This is not a reappointment. This is a new appointment.
Succeeds Mark Carroll.
Yes, he's going to succeed Mark Carroll, who has removed himself. His appointment lapsed, and we have been without another person for many, many, many months.
So this is not a, this is a brand new appointment?
Yes, it's a brand new appointment.
Sorry, I got wrong.
That's okay.
I apologize.
The it's been customary that new appointees appear. So, I mean, that's been the policy, so unless you want to change that, that we table it till the next meeting.
Maybe we could get it onto the finance, the county board, and he could appear at the county board meeting.
That would be fine.
Yeah, because she said, you know, the idea is she doesn't want to go another month without somebody, if I remember.
All right, well, why don't we hold a meeting before the meeting at 7:15 and invite him to attend and place this on the agenda based on the assumption that...
All right, that's fine.
You want to do that?
I have no problem with 7:15.
April, can you make sure that he is notified to be here? That
was partly my fault. I think the stuff came in, Bob was out, and I got it out. There was some miscommunication there.
Yeah, it is my fault.
Or Alan.
All right, we'll meet in this room again.
We could cover it.
Okay.
So you'll have this room available. All right, let's move on then to the next item. 13, the discipline policy, and this I think results from the issue that came before us last month. There was some unhappiness, I guess, or disagreement with the way it was handled as a paper issue as opposed to presentation by both sides. Yeah?
Could I have a recap of what we did before and when the changes were made and why maybe those changes were made?
Sure.
Thank you.
For those of you who were serving when we had active unions, you are probably all familiar. I think all of you have served with the unions of labor. It was the grievance process. And the grievance process was the board step in the grievance process was the last step before going to an arbitration. And so, much like the IHO step of the current process, that is where the hearing takes place. That is where all the evidence is presented. That's where people are asked questions. That's where testimony is given. And that was the grievance step for the committee. The IHO step is put into the process by state law. And so everybody in the state has to have a grievance process that includes a hearing by an independent hearing officer in the event an employee feels that they were mistreated when they received a suspension or worse. So anytime you lose a day's pay or multiple days of pay, or in the case of the hearing that you had last month, the termination, the employee has the option of being heard by an independent, and that's what happened with Tasha Bell. And as you know, the independent hearing officer said that termination was too tough, that she should be returned after a 30-day suspension, and the county appealed that. And it doesn't matter why we appealed that, but we appealed it. And we sent it to the highest authority allowed by the current law, which is the county board. Through its action during the course of the development of the policies under which we operate as a county, the board yielded its responsibility to this committee, and that's why you got to hear it a month ago tonight. Now, the committee that put together the rules on the appeal was specific that it did not want a de novo hearing. And quite frankly, you shouldn't have one, because it really renders the IHO's decision as a suggestion rather than any sort of action with teeth that you have to decide. You got everything that the IHO got, including the IHO's decision and her interpretation of the testimony. And then as an appellate step, you get to look at both sides and choose which one you want. I don't believe that there is any limit in the law that would prevent you from having another hearing, and that the county would present like we did to the IHO, and the aggrieved would present like she did to the IHO, and you could go ahead and decide again. But again, at the time we were putting together the policy, it was the pleasure of the board that we not get any new testimony, that it not be a second hearing like the grievances were. And so that's where we're at today, and I am happy to listen to what you liked and didn't like about the process, what you think we should change, not change. I'll be happy to take it back and compare it to the law and see where I think it fits, and we can change it.
Okay. I think I still have the floor, correct?
It would change at the board level, though. I mean, you'd have to change the policy, is the point.
Yes. Thank you. I guess I understand what you say about maybe it's taking the teeth out of the independent hearing officer, but yet there's still the step that it has to come back to us.
It doesn't have to.
But it did.
It did because the county appealed the decision of the independent
hearing. Well, could they appeal it? Could that other person appeal it?
Sure.
Okay, so there is another step.
But if they choose not to appeal it, it ends there. If the independent hearing officer comes to the let's pick a whole different setup. Somebody gets a day off, a day suspension for attendance. And that person believes that they were ill-treated because the reason for their attendance was legitimate and covered by county policy. And they call for an independent hearing. And the independent hearing officer says, I agree with the grievant. You did not apply the policies properly. You were too harsh. And I'm giving back the day, and I'm recommending a written warning instead. Okay? County likely would not appeal that. And so it would end there. At the same point, we have had people who have had an independent hearing on a subject similar to that and accepted the one-day suspension rather than try the next step, which is the board step.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is anybody who wants to appeal that, whether it be the county or the other person, so if they're not appealed, it doesn't come to us. So it doesn't matter anyway. I mean, it's not going to get to us. But when they do get to us, I mean, I was not comfortable with the way that went. And I just didn't like doing it by paper.
I guess. That's odd, because usually I like doing things like that.
Yes, you do.
But I just think that that was a little, it was hard on us. I mean, I think even you felt it, Terry. I mean, it was hard on us to try to sort through all the words. We weren't there for the testimony, and we weren't there for that. And yet, but we're asked to have a final step, whether it's them appealing or the county appealing that decision. So it is coming to us. So I don't know. At that, I just didn't feel very good about that. So I don't know.
Rick?
There was a lot of evidence presented to us, even to the extent that Corporation Counsel emailed us in advance requesting that we review all of the information in depth. I don't think there was anything else that could have come out that wasn't presented in all of that paperwork with the testimony from all of the different people. I thought the system worked well. Of course, it was closed session, so I don't want to get too involved in it, but I don't see any changes for it. I was quite surprised personally because I had felt that we had a no just cause for our employees. But after that hearing last month, I'm very comfortable with the employees having a just cause appeal like that.
We have just cause.
Yeah, we do have just cause.
We have to approve just cause.
Yeah.
We have to
So
approve
I was mistaken by thinking that we had to put a just cause clause in somewhere to help those employees because I'm quite satisfied with the process the way it is for our employees and for management. I think the facts spoke for themselves and it worked the way it was supposed to work.
Right.
I agree with Rick. I mean, if somebody's thinking that what we ought to do is have another hearing, and if you got about 3 or 4 days to for this committee to start doing that, I guess you can do that. But that isn't possible. Besides the fact is that I agree exactly what you said. I thought it worked well, regardless of whether the person got back or not back. All the evidence was in front of us. We read it all. Everything that was presented to the hearing officer was presented. He made a recommendation. I guess I didn't realize that it wouldn't have come back if the county had said we'll go along with that. Other than that, I thought it worked well too. I'm satisfied with it.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't here for it, but I was on administration in the bad years when we had a lot of grievances come to us, and we had. There was always a union rep sitting in the room with us with those grievances, Bob, and some of them got pretty emotional. And I'm not sure if I like this, if I like the outcome of this other one, because I did follow up with Bob afterwards to find out how everything turned out. And I'm a little concerned that as far as the county has come with their nursing home, and for Fran to say that this employee is an issue and we don't take the steps to correct it. I mean, that concerns me. We have brought that nursing home really far. Fran has brought it.
Mr. Chairman, point of order. That was a closed hearing that we had.
Yeah, but she wasn't even there. She's not discussing.
Yeah, but she is. She's making it sound like because our decision decided to put somebody back. We put somebody back because they've done everything they can to make sure they got all good employees. I don't. You're wrong when you say that because you're sort of second guessing us. You weren't there with the discussion, and you're suggesting that we did something. You did. Right here, you said Fran has done all this to make that institution what it is today, and we put somebody back there.
It was her recommendation.
I resent that.
It was her recommendation to.
You weren't at the meeting. It was a closed session.
No, but we can't have a debate back.
But I did read all that information.
Maybe you read it. Maybe, but you should have been there, or you should just not comment on.
Well, I'm not sure what she's talking about the particular person, but let's keep personalities out of it and talk about.
There's no personality.
What's that?
There's an insinuation here that. And somehow we put an employee back there that's going to endanger the residents at Brookside.
That's a question of policy of how we did it.
I think we understand what the point is on the table, and that is to talk about the policy. Do you like the current policy, or do you want to revert to some other kind of policy? As I recall, the other policy, though, Bob, it was not a regular trial type procedure. Was more where you presented your case orally, not under oath, not subject to cross. So did the employee. We could ask questions back and forth. Yeah. It wasn't terribly formal.
Well, it's not formal if you're an attorney like you are, Supervisor Rose. It went 10 minutes, 10 minutes, yeah. 3 minutes, 3 minutes, mm-hmm. questions, and I would like to just mention, if I may, and the volume of information that we presented was extraordinary.
Huge.
76 pages is a lot. But termination is a serious business. And so you wouldn't necessarily get that bench stuff on a 3-day suspension. Not that that isn't serious, but it was a complicated issue. So most of the time it wouldn't be 75 pages. But I think the question of introducing new evidence is important. There could have been more that we might have included had there been another hearing. But that's because we didn't do it when we should have done it in the first place. So it depends upon what your temperament mm-hmm. is. Do you want to spend a half hour? And it's not the time necessarily, but do you want to introduce the grievance process? This has been an evolution. You were at the hot August night when we put this thing together, and it mm-hmm. wasn't
yeah.
the most pleasant evening any of us has ever spent. We started out that employees could appeal verbal and written warnings, and that started up, and that became really kind of a bad idea. It's just, there was just so much of that. But again, the law requires the opportunity for a hearing and an appeal. Everyone who loses property, defined as wages, through a suspension.
All right. This was placed on the agenda, if you recall, because following that particular meeting, there was a thought amongst a number of people who were in attendance that we ought to reconsider the policy. That's why it's on the agenda, if you recall. If you're satisfied with this, you know, let's move on to the next item. If you would like to revisit this policy with some amendments, reverting to the old policy, for example, if you decide presented a case or something else, you know, express yourself. We can bring forward a specific proposal. If you don't want that, you're happy with this, let's move on. Jeff?
I would request administration to bring back at the next meeting, if it's possible, if it fits in the time schedule, one of the next two meetings anyway, an alternative proposal to do a hearing instead of what we did last time. Like, go back to the old way, go back to the old way. As opposed to what we did the last time. So come back to with a proposal of how that would work so that we can lay both of them side by side. Because I think, ultimately, if somebody objects to the hearing officer, it is our obligation and our right to listen and hear it and figure it out. It's not just, we don't want to just be a rubber stamp for whatever the hearing officer says, whether it's pro-administration or pro-employee. It doesn't matter. I mean, we should... You know, and I read as much of that paperwork as I could get down, but ultimately there are questions you might have for that 10-minute, you know, just to throw a couple of questions back, and I just think it's important to do that. If we don't choose to do that, fine, but I'd like to have a proposal brought back to us so that we could see what both options are, and we can weigh that at that point in time.
If we're going to do that, I see a number of things we can change in here.
Yeah, I got a few ideas, too.
Well, that's why it was placed on the agenda. If you want to change something, that certainly is possible. If you're happy with the way it is, let's move on. That's all. So, is that what you were...
That's what I want. I'll make that a motion.
All right, is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
All right, further discussion on that?
Does anybody else want to Supervisor Dodges, do you want to include? I mean, as long as I'm going to do a rework, do you want to put other stuff in?
Yeah, if you have some requests, well, speak up.
I mean, I might as well do it.
Yeah, I've got some right here now. And it's in all fairness to everybody here. On page, well, it says 41. Under the bullet points, I think you've got first late arrival or tardy for a scheduled shift. I think it should be first unexcused late arrival. I mean, there are some circumstances that really you should look at. I would like to make that first unexcused arrival or tardy for a scheduled shift. And on the following page, page 42, the second bullet point, better to show up for a scheduled shift unexcused. Well, oh, you've got unexcused there. There is a point here where when somebody fails to clock out, they must get written up on here somewhere. And I know of cases personally where people have gone back to do items on their job, done a little extra, and forgotten to clock out. So I think that it should be an unexcused clock out, not just failing. Right now, if you fail to clock out, according to this, you get written up. That's not right. There should be an opportunity for certain circumstances for them to be excused.
I would argue there is.
And, well, not according to this.
Well, I mean, failure to clock out.
Failure to clock out.
Is you clock out, you come back to work.
A missed punch in, the time attendance system is a verbal reprimand. It's listed, a verbal reprimand. First time that you miss the punch in or out, the punch in. Sometimes things happen. I don't want to say, well, geez, you know what? I got a great employee, been working here 40 years, and something happened. I understand, but I have to give you, according to this, I have to write you up. Otherwise, I'm being arbitrary and capricious. Next employee's going to come say, wait a minute. It says you had to give it to that person. How come you didn't give it to that person, but you gave it to me? So, you know, you got to give yourself some leeway on some of these cases.
Are you done?
Huh?
You're finished with your suggestions?
Well, yeah, those are a couple of the, and I haven't really gone over this with a fine-tooth comb, but I did see those, and I know of cases where they would not want to write people up because of extenuating circumstances have happened.
Rod?
Is there some history of people being written up for any of these things?
We had to, punching out or not punching out is a legal issue. And it's a legal issue because if we don't pay for overtime, we're in trouble. We had 3-5 employees at the job center who routinely would punch out and then go back to work and work off the clock. That's illegal. We can't do that. The county gets in really bad trouble.
Yeah.
So one day I'm down there giving up a test, and I run into 5 employees who are all working off the clock. So number one, we had to go back. We had to figure out how much they did. Of course, they didn't know how long they had worked off the clock or how many times or any of that other stuff. Believe that they thought they were doing the county a favor, and in reality they weren't. Had to back wage them as best we could. And then we had to discipline them. So clock management in our organization, particularly when everything is driven off the punch card, and that's technology, that's not my invention, it's technology, has to be a priority for the employee. I don't believe that our management staff is unreasonable when it comes to understanding I had a flat tire.
Well, I know they are. I know they've excused it and they've not done it, but this is saying that they have to do it.
I understand your position.
All right, any other suggestions?
Understand mine. We that's protection for the county.
Yeah.
Any other suggestions that you want the committee to consider? And that's the purpose of our discussion here, not to pass it or not, but are there some other revisions that you would like to make?
Yeah.
You can draft it up in the necessary language, Bob, or assign somebody to do that.
And I'll make sure I go through corp counsel.
Yeah. And then bring back, you can vote it up or down. All right. Any other discussion on this point? All right, we'll then move on to the next item. The other bill.
We didn't take a vote on that. Could make a motion.
All right, so.
Jeff had made a motion.
Jeff made the motion.
Kim had seconded it.
The motion was to authorize and direct the personnel department to come forward with some revisions, making it more of a due process type hearing with personal appearances. Something along that line, I think you understand the.
I do.
Directed, so. All right, all those in favor of that proposition, say aye.
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 No.
No.
No? So it's three to two. All right. Next item on the agenda is the annual meeting, November 5th.
Yeah, Al can cover that. I'll distribute, here's the bill, and then here's the.
This resolution allows us to set the date for the annual meeting and the first reading of the budget, the adoption of the budget. State law says that it has to be the second, the first Tuesday after the second Monday. We last year did a resolution to set the dates on the county board floor, and these are the dates that fit into and adopting our budget and having the first reading and adopting our budget. So.
State law says we have to do it. Why do we have to do it?
State law says we have to do it if we change from that date from the second.
Oh, okay.
From the first Tuesday after the second Monday, we can set our own rules, and this sets our rules and allows us to set our dates.
Move to approve the date.
Second.
All right. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Resolution.
All right.
Thank you, Dave.
And next item is the reports. Anything on administration personnel?
Do we have any reports, Al?
There was a report. I just want to let you know there was reports from the county clerk and the registered deeds. We also had the sheriff's overtime report on the desk. So those were the only reports.
All right. Is there any discussion on those questions? Bob, did you have something?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thanks.
We need to receive
anything else?
So just remember, we have to schedule a 7:15 meeting for
Tuesday, right?
And it'll have this one item, and April will attempt to do all the coordination for this, and then we'll attempt to get Mr. Pitts to attend in person. So we have to make sure this goes on the agenda, the county board agenda,
yes.
And there's a rule that says it has to be committee approved, but. Hopefully the chair will give us some latitude.
There you go.
Make that date on the rest of the agenda, so we'll follow.
Well,
we can send you a little memo to that.
I'll find out tomorrow.
If that happens, then you'll.
We'll just say it'll.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't pay to meet if he's out of town or something.
No, we won't meet if he's not there.
All right, thank you.
He's on a deal.
Thanks for looking out for me, Terry. Appreciate it.
But I'm for it. We'll hopefully.
I always try.
Thanks.
All right. Any other questions?
Second.
All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
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 Adjourn.
In April, I'm going to give you all this.
Yeah, you want to say.
Paperback.